Selection Sunday is here and the bracket is set. So the question now is, does this team have what it takes to make a run to Indianapolis? March Madness special. We've got a packed show for you tonight. I'm Rajiv. He's Justin. Here we go.
Welcome to the Bucky Report, your destination for all things Wisconsin Badgers. Authentic takes.
Oh my God.
Game analysis.
Touchdown Badgers! Ring one up!
And discussion from the fan perspective.
Woohoo!
Thanks for joining us and on Wisconsin.
Welcome to the Bucky Report. We are your hosts, Rajiv and Justin, back together on a Sunday evening to talk about all things Wisconsin Badgers. On today's show, we break down the Wisconsin Badgers NCAA tournament path after the bracket has been revealed. What does the road look like for Wisconsin? What matchups matter the most? And what will it actually take for the Badgers to reach the Sweet 16 or maybe even a run all the way to the Final Four? We'll also zoom out and look at the rest of the Big Ten in the bracket, which teams got favorable draws, which ones could be in trouble early, and how the conference stacks up in this year's tournament. We've got some great special guests joining us along the way to react to the bracket, debate Wisconsin's chances, and talk through the biggest storylines of Selection Sunday. You can find our show on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what we're doing, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. Thank you for all the continued support of the show. It is one of the best days of the year. Selection Sunday has come and gone. Wisconsin is a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament who will face off against High Point. Justin and I are going to get into all that stuff today. We've got 3 guests coming on. Nick Osen, of course, our good buddy, will be here for a little while. We're also going to have Sonny Verma, host of Locked on Illini, to talk about Illinois and the Big Ten a bit. And then J.R. John Rhodes, who is actually the host of the Big Ten Huddle, to talk about the Big Ten and kind of the whole landscape of what things look like there. Those guys will be on just for a little bit closer to the end of the show. But we've got a lot to get into, man. Justin, I love Selection Sunday. I had my pizza rolls. I have my annual traditions. I'm feeling pretty good. We got a 5 seed. What's your, first of all, how you doing, man? Happy Selection Sunday, bro.
I'm doing pretty good. I think we, as much as I hated to see us lose that game, I think we kind of bowed out at the appropriate time to get the extra day of rest. Like, I don't want this team going into a first round game just exhausted. And as much as 4 days or whatever helps, it can take some time for your body to truly recover from that big of a run of strain. It's not like we were playing easy games where we were winning by like 15. The last 2 games we played was an overtime game and a game that was a total grinder going down to the end. So I'm pretty good about that game. I think we saw what we wanted to see from a couple of young big men in the tournament, which I think was, we saw them step up and fill in for Nolan Winter at an admirable level, especially Rapp, who maybe wasn't great on Friday, but single-handedly brought us back in the game against Michigan on Saturday. So, yeah, I'm feeling good, man. I like how this team is playing. Right now, I think they just need to get the rest and come into it ready to go.
Yeah, the rest is definitely needed because, of course, which I hate, we got Thursday, Saturday. I hate that. Because
do you want my view on this?
Well, let me give you mine. My issue is I don't want to play Thursday because if we lose, I can't enjoy the Friday games. I want to just enjoy Thursday, be a little nervous, come out Wednesday, Friday, play, and then go into the weekend. Now, if we win, then I get to just sit back and relax and watch a lot of basketball. But of course, we also got the early game, 10:50 Pacific time. So my time and local time. I can't believe they're actually playing that early. There's 4 games in Portland, but still, geez. So 12:50 Central, 1:50 Eastern. That is the Badgers time that those just got released. I hate Thursday, Saturday. You like it?
My perspective on this is an early game gives you a little bit more time to rest heading into the next game, which will probably be a night game. I would take a guess that Arkansas, if we play Arkansas in the second round, that's going to be a primetime game. It might be one of the better games in the entire tournament, us facing them. So if you look at it, Torvik, I looked at the stats. We're like 1 spot behind them and our numbers are like identical. Offensively, we're about the same, and defensively, we're about the same. So I think going into that, you want as much rest as possible going into your next game. It's probably going to benefit them in almost the same way, I would guess. But I think I'd rather have the few extra hours just for people to get their body right and to rest and not have to come into an early game again on Friday or whatever, or on Saturday.
I want the rest now, though, because we played three games in 3 days. I don't want to play on Thursday. Look, that means we're traveling out to Portland on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I mean, that it's like it's just it's scary. I don't love it, but that's OK. That's fine. We are the better team. Quick note, whatever I want to say. If you want to get in a bracket pool with us, if you're part of the Locked On Badgers Discord, if you're not, go check out. I'll put a link in the description of the show. But also, if you go to any of Ryan's shows on Locked On Badgers, he has a link to join the Discord in there. So go check that out. There's a whole thread called 2026, whatever, March Madness thing or something like that. So go check out that. If you want to join that, there's a cost per bracket. Our good friend Honcho is running that pool. So go check that out. It can be a lot of fun if you want to do a bracket pool with us. Yeah, Alien Space Arizona has to hate having us in their region. Hell yeah, they do. We beat them twice to go to the
final. We've got history.
I mean,
and this team is every bit as capable of just going off on one in that game. I do worry about their interior guys a little bit against us. But other than that, I feel like we stack up pretty well with just about anybody in the country.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we've proven that we can beat anybody in the country. I think there's no doubt about that. So first of all, the 5 seed, were you surprised by that? Or are you pleased with it overall?
I feel like based on true resume, if you get beyond the analytics, if you look at true resume, I think that you could have made the argument that Wisconsin has been probably disrespected a little bit in terms of the rankings, and that they probably should have been closer to like a 15 or 16 in the country. So I don't think that a 4 seed would have been out of like a total reach based off of some of the wins we have, especially on the road. However, I don't really care. I don't love that we got Arkansas for our second round matchup potentially. But other than that, I think they were deserving of a 5. I think had they beat Michigan, they'd potentially have been deserving of a 4. Just based off the number of high caliber wins they had. But I'll take it. I don't think this team is worried about anybody that they're going to play. I think really if you're Wisconsin, you just have to hope that you shoot the ball well, excuse me, and you don't waste games like turning them into grinders that shouldn't be. Like if you're Wisconsin and you're playing well, play good defense and lock it up and get it done. Don't let other teams play in the game with you when you're outplaying them.
But we have a problem with that. We tend to like to do that, and that is
challenge ourselves and make it more complicated than it needs to be.
For sure. My thoughts were, I think we got a fair seed. Clearly the Big Ten tournament didn't matter. The head of the NCAA committee was on the selection show. He said that Purdue got the 2 because they beat Michigan today. So like even today's game with the Big Ten championship, a Big Ten tournament championship, Purdue did climb up to the 2 line, which
Michigan
is
Michigan dropped really a spot good. Because of the fact that they lost today.
Yeah.
They Michigan, went from the number 2-1 to being the number 3-1.
They did, but they still got they're still in the Midwest.
Yeah.
So technically, it's just who they're matched up with, but they got the Midwest. That's what they wanted. It is what it is. Yeah. But yes, they definitely technically were the 3 instead of the 2, but they would have been on that same side of the bracket, right? Because 1 was going to play 4. So they still would have been basically the same, but nonetheless, yes, it did matter. I think it's a fair seed. I would have liked the 6 myself because I'd rather play the 3.
I think we get a better matchup as the number 1 6.
I don't necessarily rather play the 3. I'd rather play the 2. Into the Sweet 16. The top 4 teams in the country, although we've beaten one of them and almost beat them again in Michigan, they are really good, and I don't really want us to have to play Arizona to get to the Sweet 16 to get to the Elite Eight, but that's okay. We have to get to the Sweet 16 first. Arkansas is a very tough draw, though. Alabama would have been a nicer draw, would have liked that, but I was hoping we'd get Alabama. Sadly, though, we got Arkansas. John Calipari, who we beat in the Final 4. So, he probably wants some revenge on us, but, that being said, let's start with the Big Ten tournament, Justin, because that was quite a special run that we had, obviously beating Illinois, almost beating Michigan. Overall thoughts, no winter, but the guys that played, obviously Rapp played really well, yesterday, didn't really play well the first game. What were your thoughts on how the team looked without winter in this tournament?
I felt like we got about as much out of those 2 bigs as what we could have expected in this tournament for being young guys. And I felt like they really held up their end. Obviously, Rapp went off against Michigan. I felt like AB had a pretty good – like, people need to look at these games outside of just the scoring box line, because both guys played pretty darn well defensively and as well as, like, just providing quality play on the floor for the most part. It wasn't perfect. They're young. They're not super clean yet in terms of where they'll be in a year or two. But – for what they are in their development cycle, both of these guys played well above what I expected them to be. I think even Garlock actually played pretty well for the spot minutes that he gave. He fouls a little more than I would like still, but he's not a train wreck out there where you're like, man, he's just completely lost defensively and doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I thought that it was a very good showing by our team just in general. Beating Illinois for the second straight time, and you better believe when Sonny comes on this show, we're going to give him a lot of crap for that, because Illinois haven't beat us in any sport. Well, maybe the in football and basketball, they haven't beat us this year, which is very nice, because Illinois was trying to get
ball.
They were starting to get a little lippy with their standing in the Big Ten. Not anymore. But yeah, although they did end up with a 3 seed, whether that's deserved or not, who knows? But to come back the way that we did, Justin, just continues to show this team's fight. I don't know where it was early in the year, but I'm really happy it's here now. No matter what game we're in, no matter what the score is, we have the players that can honestly take it to just about anybody. I mean, our ability to erase that lead against Illinois, our ability to erase that lead against Michigan, like whatever's going on, this team can just keep fighting. We can score in bunches, and I'm monumentally impressed with how we've done, especially the incredible backcourt of Boyd Blackwell. What a great tournament those guys have had. Just incredible performances from them. But we were lacking bench in both games, obviously, because Winter's not there. Carrington really couldn't bring anything in the Big Ten tournament. I am concerned about that.
You think he's tired? Rapp,
maybe. I honestly just feel like he's so streaky, man. He needs to see the ball go through the basket. And he did yesterday. He did make two, which was honestly quite important. But the big thing is Winter's returning for the NCAA tournament, which means Rapp can go back to the bench, which provides that bench scoring. And now you have some true production coming off of there. And frankly, maybe with more production from Winter, that takes a little bit of pressure off Carrington to be that bench scorer with Rapp there now. So he can calm down a little bit. I think he has to just keep taking good shots. He can't take crazy off balance stuff, just trying to throw it up there. I'm okay with it. I think Carrington's going to be fine. We're going to need him to do well, where he's going to have to go not necessarily nuclear, but he's going to have to go off in this tournament. But for me, what impressed me the most was certainly Boyd and Blackwell. Just, I can't believe how well these guys are playing, man. I really can't.
I think they are the best backcourt in the country. Like, you can make an argument for individual players being better than either one, but I think the combination of the two of them is the scariest backcourt in the country. We saw that against, excuse me, Illinois. Sorry, guys. We saw that against Illinois when they went off for 68 points combined. Like, you just cannot handle the two of them outright where you're going to shut them down. And even one of them going off can be enough to win. If both of them going off, it's almost impossible to beat us. And that is where you look at it. And it's kind of the X factor is you have two guys, either one of them is capable of being a problem. And most teams can't match up with that. And that's not even to say that there aren't other guys who can be a problem in the game. We've seen Rapp could potentially go off for 20 points. You could have Nolan Winter go off for 20 points. Like, there's so many guys in this lineup that are capable of it. Heck, Braden Carrington did it. And I feel like we've gotten deeper as the season goes on, because we saw it in this, like, I don't think enough is being made of it. Jones has really come around to being a solid player. Like, he gave us really solid minutes in the Big Ten tournament. And there were no times, and he had a couple of really nice steals, like one of them just digging in on a guy on a rebound where he came and just took it from him because the guy didn't know he was there. And just there's a craftiness to him that wasn't there earlier in the year. Like, the comfort level wasn't there for him to be as instinctual, I think, as what he's capable of. This team has some pieces where it may not be show up big in terms of a guy going out and dropping 10 points, but a guy making an individual play that's a big play in a moment. Like, there's a few guys that are on there that are capable of that now off the bench that I don't think we would have thought earlier in the year that are
on this team. The bench is still a weak spot, but you're right. I mean, we certainly have that. Kevin Brown, good friend of the show. It took a while to see and understand Boyd's competitiveness, but now the whole team has embraced it. Love the competitiveness. I wanted to bring this comment up because I was on some of the reaction shows over the last couple of days with Ryan and Coach Scott Gauthier. And Coach Gauthier made a great point that I wanted to bring up today and get your take on. He talked about how, like, Nick Boyd has the energy that he has kind of permeates through the entire team. Like, this entire team, it's not just he's playing better. Everyone is playing up to his level now. They're like, okay, we're going to have to match what Boyd is doing and play the way he is. And I thought this was on full display in the Big Ten tournament because, dude, how many times if we're down 15, 20, we're not coming back. This team comes back all the time. I mean, you're almost now expecting to erase a 15 or 20 point deficit because of the energy and the competitiveness that Nick Boyd brings out. And it's permeating through the team. Blackwell's playing better. Obviously, Rapp and even Carrington, obviously, he has moments of that. And Bilijauskas has become more of a guy that we can rely on. Like, I think Nick Boyd has truly transformed the culture around this particular team, even more so than anybody else. Like, what that man does is what he has done for this team is almost immeasurable, truthfully. Like, I am so impressed. And I thought that was a really good point that Scott brought up because it's you see that the entire team plays more like Nick Boyd. It's great.
Yeah, he has what I like to call, and I don't mean this as a like negative towards him or criticism at all, competitive arrogance. Which is, you look at a guy who just has a, like, you're not better than me kind of attitude when he's on the floor. And it's, he may shoot himself out of some situations or have some cold streaks, but for him, he's like a powder keg. It's a matter of time before in a game, he's just going to blow up and go off for a streak where it's like, what the hell? This guy just scored 8 straight points. And now suddenly it was a, you know, 12 point game. It's down to 4. And that is one of those things that when you have a guy that's capable of that, it just gets everyone else to kind of be like, hey, somebody will make a play. Like, he's the igniter. He's the Paul Molitor of this team that goes out there and just gets everybody kind of in sync and ready to go. And it's absolutely like, I want to see more of this on Wisconsin because we really haven't had swagger, even when we've had guys who are capable. Like, we could have had a lot more of this with some of the guys that we've had along the way, and they just didn't have that in their toolbox.
Well, that wasn't what Bo Ryan brought here, though. You know?
Like, if Devin Harris, like, that guy totally could have had like a cocky swagger and could have gotten away with it.
Alien Space says a Kemba Walker run wouldn't surprise me. Nick Boyd, nothing he does would really surprise me. Look, he's been to the Final Four before. He is a senior. He's bringing insane amounts of leadership. We're going to get to our predictions later in the show, but I do think that, like, the way that he is dragging this team with him and bringing up this energy, it's unbelievable. I build this man a statue. I'm telling you, like, if he gets to the Final Four, build him a statue. He's absolutely incredible. And I'm so happy he's on our team.
Oh, absolutely. I think I look at this team and, like, some people are making comments about him being a problem. It's not just him. Like, there's so many guys on this team that are capable. We saw it in the span of like 2.5 minutes, Rapp go off and drop like 12 points on Michigan yesterday. And that is one of those things when you have somebody that's capable of having a hot streak like that. Carrington's capable of doing that. Blackwell's capable of going off for 15 points in like a 7-minute span. Like, you have a bunch of guys who are capable of grabbing points in bunches. And we talked about this all season. This team hasn't really truly had like crazy outlier games where you look and they're like, oh, they shot 60% and 50% from three. It's a lot of games where they have high possessions, but they're pretty efficient in terms of what they do. But it's not like you look at it and you're like, well, these numbers are, they're not repeatable. Like, this is they had an incredible game and this, you can't expect them to do this. Wisconsin can get to 80 or 90 points consistently, and they've done it all season long. And if you get a team, if they get matched up with some of these teams and they're not really good defensively, Wisconsin has made that growth defensively where I feel like they can run away from some of these teams now if they are not locked in and willing to put in the energy and effort on defense that Wisconsin has been showing over the last couple weeks. Because you saw it against the game against Michigan. We won the game against Michigan because we shot the lights out. We were in that game yesterday because they played really good defense for a really long period in that game and made Michigan have to earn that game. Like, that was a ugly game, other than the fact that there was some really pretty basketball in terms of some of the plays that happened in spurts. But there was a lot of really good defense being played in that game. That is the reason why Wisconsin did not move on. And that is something that they would not have done earlier in this season, which is a huge asset for them going into the tournament. I no longer feel like a bad matchup can be the end of them in terms of, like, they just will be overmatched because defensively they can't hold up. I think that they can, they've gotten to the point where I think for the most part they can hold up against anyone outside of, like, you remember a couple of years ago when Arizona played us and they had that big dude on the interior that just destroyed us?
Yeah.
Like, they don't, unless we play somebody like that that's capable of just throwing the ball in the post and just consistently getting 2 points every time, Wisconsin's going to be in pretty good shape. And I don't know if there's a guy like that really in the tournament this year.
But again, like, Michigan is that team. Like, Michigan is so talented. They have so many great players. They have Mara on the inside. They have Lendenborg, who's the Big Ten Player of the Year. They've got Cadeau. They're stacked. And yet we beat them once, and we almost beat them a second time. Like, there just isn't a team that this team cannot beat. I would also say one other thing that gives me confidence is Rapp. Like, you kind of mentioned, like, it's, everyone can go nuclear on this team. Like, Rapp literally went nuclear. Rapp went nuclear against Ohio State, which was the game we were at, and then went nuclear in this game yesterday. And we've seen Biliauskas go nuclear before too against Michigan. We Winter can do it. Blackwell can do it. Boyd can do it. Like, there are people on this team that can absolutely take over. And it's, oh man, it's unbelievable. Last thing on the Big Ten tournament, do you feel like we got better because Winter wasn't playing now? Like, it forced the fours to actually improve a little bit. Do you think that him coming back now can, like, make us better now?
I think they got more confidence for sure. Absolutely. AB, we've talked about it. Like, their shortcomings is rebounding. They're going to be better overall. Scoring wise, I think that there's a level of confidence. And AB, to me, is a step slow in his decision-making at times. And I think it throws him off. Like, you can see it even with his passing. Like, I watch him and you see the ball kind of snap around. And it's not that he's particularly slow, but there's like a half beat when you watch him sometimes when he moves the ball, where you're like, he's like still thinking about this and second guessing making that pass. Mm-hmm. Whereas next year, he'll probably just snap it off the second he touches it and it moves. And that's gotten better. Like, some of his shots, he's not taking some of the shots where I look at it and I'm like, what the hell are you thinking? There were multiple times, and people were talking about him in that game against Michigan just early in the game saying he needs to shoot when he's open. And I'm like, there are times where I'm okay with that, where he's getting a feel for the game before he decides when to put these shots up. Because we've also seen him kill possessions where he puts up a shot and it's like, dude, that was not the time. And Michigan, when you're trying to feel out that game, like, that's a punch counter punch game. Like, you're sizing them up and trying to figure out how Michigan's going to play you. You don't want short possessions. You want to see what you're going to see from them that day and make them work a little bit, because you don't want Michigan pushing the ball right away down the court the other way if you just reel off a bad shot. And he's our fourth or fifth option on the floor at all times. Like, at best, he's the fourth option. So him putting up a shot is not the same as Blackwell, Boyd, Winter, you know. I don't want him necessarily being a guy who thinks that he should be taking a shot just because he's open necessarily.
Yeah. But I like that he's confident and he's taking those shots. And that's important. You know, I mean,
he hit a ton of big shots in that Michigan game.
He did. All right. So let's get into the tournament a little bit more. I'm going to get some graphics up here. Where did it go? I lost it all. All right. So this is the draw. Of course, Wisconsin is a 5 seed playing against High Point. If we get past that game, likely going to be facing against Arkansas, who of course is coached by John Calipari. Arizona would be our Sweet 16 matchup. And then potentially, if we get by them, our good friends and friendly foes in the Big Ten, the Purdue Boilermakers, are the 2 seed in the West. Mind you, every time Wisconsin has been to the Final Four, at least in recent times, we've come out of the West region, right? So 99 in 2000, 2014, 2015. We beat Arizona in the Elite Eight in 2014 and 15. So that is the draw right there. Michigan is on our side of the bracket. And then, of course, the other side has all the rest of the other Big Ten teams with, you know, three of them in each of the East and the South. High Point is certainly a team that a lot of people are picking already. Fine by me. Clark Kellogg said it on the selection show. Public money is favoring them. I love to see it. I love to see it because here's why. You got to always pick a 5-5. 5-what?
What's the spread?
So I was going to get to that. So it's 12.5. It started at 12.5. It's already moved down to 10.5, which I love because that means money's flowing on High Point because of this. Everybody always picks a 12-5, which is fine, right? Oftentimes, at least one of them hits every year, not always, but it is one of those ones that's traditionally been there. We were the victim of that in 2 years ago against James Madison as the 5-12. So, and High Point's that sexy team. They score 90 points a game, right? They've certainly got a lot of players on there that their team is not bad in the sense that they do produce well. Terry Anderson scores 16 points a game. Rob Martin, 15.3 points. Those two guys, by the way, are shooting the lights out from three. And that's the one thing, like they can shoot a three very, very well. And that's the concern that I have. Overall, they shoot 36% from three. It's not amazing. But they definitely can do it, and they can do it fairly well. They are a high-scoring team. They are a confident team. They are a bad defensive team, 161st in KenPom's defensive rating, which I think is where we can kind of maybe sneak in there. How do you overall feel about this High Point matchup?
I think we're going to win, and I think we're going to cover. Somebody had posted on here earlier that they have not played a team in the net top 100. Wisconsin has been about as battle tested as it gets. And I feel like we can avalanche them. I think defensively will be probably something that stronger than what they're used to. And I think offensively we've scored against literally everybody that is much more talented than them. I think we'll go out there and I don't see a problem. We've had seasons where I've worried about bad shooting games and us and that being a problem. That doesn't seem to affect this team. Like, we have not had a 2-for-25 three-point game this season. There's just too many quality shooters on this team for something like that to happen. And if we hit just our normal, like, run, which I think, like, what we would have done in the Big Ten, I think we win this game by 15, 16, somewhere in that range. Because when we've played teams like this that aren't capable of necessarily playing defense at a high level, we tend to get tons of open shots. Now, what I will say, you can't sit and be in love with a three-pointer unless you're just lights out. This team cannot be stupid and get lazy if they're like, there's a chance High Point comes out and is just playing pack the ball in and just letting us shoot from the outside. Now, I don't think they'll do that simply because this team shoots so well, but that's about the only way that I feel like things will go sideways is if for whatever reason, even when we've had people blitz us on the three-point line, we really haven't been terrible in games. In other seasons, we've seen that where we get rushed and we start to look bad. Boyd has kind of controlled that. Like, his quickness has forced teams to not press the three-point line as much because they're afraid of him getting by his man and nobody being there to stop him.
Yeah, so for me, this matchup does favor. I mean, it's a favorable matchup for us. Let's be honest. The team scores as much. I was incorrect about the 3-point percentage. They do shoot 35% as a team, but their top 3-point shooters are there on volume are not really big point getters. So it's not a huge part of what they do. However, they do shoot a lot of free throws. So there's a couple things I want to say that are my sort of keys to the game. One, stay out of foul trouble. Okay, you can't shoot yourself in the foot here against these lesser teams. These guys they are going to draw a lot of fouls. They make more free throws than their opponents take in general. Okay, that was an old Bo Ryan stat that used to happen. These guys will try to they're going to try to create offense at the foul line. We have to stay out of foul trouble. Okay, that also means John Blackwell with your little chicken wing stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they're going to call it in this tournament. They're going to call 3 seconds in the lane. You got to be careful about this stuff. We need to be disciplined, and we need to stay out of foul trouble. The other thing is probe for good shots. I don't care if they take 53s. They better be good shots. There is no reason against the team that is frankly not a good defensive team, okay? You don't need to be firing up bad threes early in shot clocks because you're wide open 6 feet behind the line. You need to probe, which means enter the ball, take the ball into the paint, whether it's by driving, whether it's posting someone up, whether it's posting Blackwell up, or it's Boyd's drive and dish, whatever happens. If you can get wide open threes against Michigan, I promise you, you can get wide open threes against High Point, especially with the offensive actions that our teams run, that our team runs. We need to do that. So you got to probe for open shots. The last thing I would say is defensive and rebounding intensity. We have shown recently that when we are a bit more deliberate and a bit more intense on the defensive side of the ball, we are a decent defensive team. In fact, we're good at times. And same thing with rebounding. Winter being back will be dramatically more helpful on the rebounding side of the world. And we're going to need that. But you've got to stay intense. If we go to Oregon, and which is where we're playing, if we go play like we did in Eugene against Oregon earlier in the season, that's not going to be good. We can't play like that. We have to play intense. We have to act like the big boys on the street. And if we do that and we probe for open shots and we stay out of foul trouble, Justin, we're going to win this game and we're going to win handily. But I do not want to go there and get squirrely. We need to be careful. We can't do stupid things and get in our own way. We turn the ball over quite a bit against Michigan. We just got to be clean and take our open shots, because with the number of shooters on this team, you're going to get open looks and you're going to hit them.
Yeah. So the biggest thing I'll say on this, and it's something to keep an eye on, they don't have a ton of size. There's only two guys that are 6'10 on this.
And those two guys only play, they don't play that much.
Yeah. So you're going to be bigger than them. Now, what I will say regarding this game is that may mean they're going to play with a ton of energy to try and outmatch that. You have got to play up to that right away. Wisconsin cannot be lazy and just say we're bigger and expect that to be enough. This is a game where you have to worry about this team coming in with a chip on their shoulder, thinking that they're going to out-hustle you. You're more talented. That goes without saying in this game. They should go out there. Wisconsin needs to come out and just blitz them in this game and just get it over with in the first half. Come out and just punch them in the mouth and put them down, get up 20, and then sit on them and just be like, we're just going to carve you up the rest of this game. And just walk out of this game with as little pressure as possible and just be done with it. But handle your business. Don't get rushed. Don't let them push you out of your game. The one thing I will say, and that we've seen this because it's the way we play now, Wisconsin is not going to be uncomfortable in a game that's like a up and down the court game. In previous seasons, we've seen that. I think this team is pretty tailorable to whatever game. I think if they had to play a slow game, they can do it. I just don't think they love playing that. But Boyd is kind of a one-man fast break. So depending on what's happening, even if it's a slower game, he has the ability to, in a given moment, steal 2 points. Because if he gets out and somebody doesn't get back on defense, he's going to score.
This team's going to try to push it. Like, they score 90 points a game.
Yeah.
Kevin Brown asked about transition defense. Transition defense is a concern. That's certainly something that I feel like we need to be. Again, I think this is about, for me, Kevin, this is about discipline. It's about intensity. Like, this is an effort thing. There is, in no world is High Point a better team than Wisconsin. We have the three of the best wins of the entire season of college basketball. They're not better. It's just about who's hungrier and who's going to bring it. If we're hungry and we bring all of our intensity and our mental game, we're not losing to that game. That Arkansas is where we have a battle. This, if we lose this game, it's because we weren't prepared and we showed up like we did at Oregon, or like we did again home against USC, or like we did earlier in the season against Villanova and TCU and these teams we lost to. But frankly, we haven't done that recently because we're a better team. I expect that we will bring our intensity in this game. And I will be very disappointed if we don't.
Yeah, from Mike 78 before, is High Point a tall team? No, they're not. No. I would say most of their front quarters, 6'8", 6'7", just fine. But we should be able to, like, if there's ever a game where you feel confident with our bigs being able to score in the interior, this is a game that's going to have it. And all three of them should be capable.
And imagine if we do that early, then they have to collapse a bit. And then, boy, those threes are going to just start draining in, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. If we get by High Point, which we should, we will play Arkansas, coached by John Calipari, of course. Now, that's a team that I had my numbers wrong from earlier. That team, their top two scorers, their best two players, Darius Akif and Malik Thomas, Darius Akif is one of the best players in the country, averaging 22.7 points a game. Those two guys shoot a combined 11 threes a game and shoot 43%. Those two guys. That is absurd. They are a very, very good team. Well coached, of course. Very deep. Very good. They got four scores in double figures. They are strong defensively. That's going to be a very difficult game for the Badgers to get by. However, again, we've shown we can beat just about anybody, and we're going to get open shots. And if we take them, Justin, I don't think it's going to be a problem. How do you feel about Arkansas?
Yeah, I wanted to take a look at our stats on that after you saying that, and see how many 10-plus guys we have. We only have three. But you also have Rapp at 9.6, mm-hmm. Carrington at 8.4. Carrington
8.4, yep.
But you also have, like, three guys that are 13-3 or higher, and two of them are basically 20. So, yeah, I'm not worried about team scoring. I do worry about defensively. Like, and is there somebody that's an athlete that we won't be able to corral at all? I probably don't worry too much about a point guard in that regard, because I think Boyd is capable of, like, the odds of him running into somebody that's faster than him are pretty limited. He might find somebody more skilled, yeah, because I think that there are some holes in Boyd's game at times. But I'm not really worried about that aspect of it. Front court, I do worry about a little bit. Yeah. Like somebody who's hyper athletic and capable of being physical on the interior. We've saw it with Purdue. We really struggled with Kaufman Wren. I don't want to see us get into a situation where we have to worry about somebody that's capable of just carving us up on the interior. And this team's gotten better as the season goes on, but that's kind of my area where I'm concerned about in a big game on here. Like if we make a Sweet 16 or something, or even against Arkansas, is there somebody capable of beating us up on the interior?
Right. Well, if you are like me, a Big Ten fan, there's a guy that you need to follow and listen to. And that is our good friend, John Rhodes, JR, the host of the Big Ten Huddle. He does fantastic work. Also, he's an Ohio State fan, so we have to give him some grace. So we don't love that, JR. But he covers Ohio State, he covers Illinois, and he covers the entire Big Ten. JR, welcome to the Bucky Report, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm just glad to be here. Appreciate you guys having me on. Doing great. And doing great with this Ohio State selection that we have here. I'm not going to worry about the second round. I'm okay with the first round, but you know what? We're not going to even think about the second round for a while. We're just going to focus on the first round.
Gosh, I mean, seriously. But as I said, Ohio State, man, you guys, like, this is a team that I don't feel like a lot of people want to see. Like, Thornton is an experienced guard, Tilly, Mobley. Like, this team is kind of stacked, and I feel like things look pretty – I mean, first of all, on paper, it looks very dire, okay? Obviously, you got TCU in the first round. Then you've got the mighty Dukies. I mean, but you got to admit, JR, they're riding a bit of a high right now. I feel like they're still a dangerous team, right? They can actually make something happen in this tournament potentially.
Yeah, especially if the front court can get going. That's one of the biggest things for Ohio State. If their front court can get going, and you saw it against Iowa when Christoph Tilly, he's the 7-footer, like the German kid that they got from Santa Clara, I think is what it was. When he gets going and he gets against a team that doesn't really have a front court that can stop him, Ohio State's nearly impossible for most teams to stop. Obviously, there's plenty of other teams that like Arizona, Duke, stuff like that. But when their front court is able to get going, if they have an advantage there, it's just huge for them. And I think that's why I kind of love this TCU matchup so much. TCU is not a team that does really anything poorly, but they are a team that if you can get some size on them and you can bank down low against them, I like the matchup that Ohio State has here. They have some shorter guys as well that kind of, you know, rock down low. So I don't think it hurts them too much. But, you know, if Christoph Tilly can get going, I think Ohio State is a good shot to win this one.
We lost to TCU early in the season, so that wasn't very fun for us.
They started the season just a gangbusters. Like they pushed Michigan to the end of that game. They play really well against good teams. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those games where it's like, are they going to play up? And they could be a handful. Hope this is a game I hope Ohio State wins, and I really want to see one of the ones is going to go down early, and it's probably not going to be Michigan because I looked at their bracket and it's like Georgia or St. Louis, like that's not happening.
Well, maybe it'll be Arizona, and then we don't have to play them. But you know,
I would love that. Right. I don't see that happening, but I would love that.
JR, as someone who covers the conference, what do you think about the Big Ten seeding? Do you feel like anyone was underseeded or overseeded? How do you feel? Was the committee fair to our conference?
I think they were pretty fair. I mean, Illinois fans, I'm sure, are not going to be happy with the 3 seed there, but you know, you lost the first game of the Big Ten tournament. Like, what do you expect? Yeah. What do you expect? So, granted to you guys and your Badgers, yeah. Which Nick Boyd, my gosh, Boyd is the type of guy that you love to have on your team, but you absolutely hate playing against him. But that just shows how impactful of a dude he is. So UCLA, I always kind of felt like UCLA could be closer to that sixth line than maybe some people gave him credit for, especially after they performed the way they did in the Big Ten tournament, like beating Michigan State. I was like, okay, well, maybe this team has a shot to get there. But alas, they have them as the seventh seed, and you know, not too bad for them, because if they're able to win and then get UConn, if they face Michigan State again, that would be another electric game with with Tom Izzo and everything going on. But overall, I think they got the seeding pretty well right. I know Iowa fans, which you guys have no love lost for, are going to be upset that they were a 9 instead of a 10 seed. But you know what? Maybe if you would have lost to Maryland, maybe you'd be a 10 seed. Who knows?
Maybe if they win more games in the conference. Like, I don't even know how the hell they were ranked. The fact that they were the 27th ranked team in the net is absurd. Iowa lost way too many conference games. I can't stand it. Like, they were ahead of us until we beat Illinois the other day. It was just ridiculous.
Predictive metrics, you know?
Yeah, right. Exactly. So obviously, you know, since covering the Big Ten, you obviously watch a lot of Wisconsin as well. Tell me, I mean, your thoughts on what Wisconsin's been able to do this season. Obviously, Nick Boyd, as you just talked about, he's absolutely incredible. Do you feel like this team has the opportunity to make some real noise in the tournament?
I mean, now, I could be completely off base here, and I have not workshopped this opinion with a bunch of Wisconsin fans. So you guys can tell me if I'm totally off base here or not. I think losing Nolan Winter for the Big Ten tournament was one of the best things that happened to this Wisconsin team.
Because I agree with you. You got
Alexis Beliauskas, I think is how you pronounce it. I mispronounce it every single time, so I hope.
So does Justin. It's okay.
His emergence to be able to play the way he did in the Big Ten tournament was fantastic. In addition to that, Austin Rapp, it feels like if Austin Rapp can just be the dude that he's supposed to be, this team could be one of the top 10, top 5 teams in the nation. I mean, obviously it takes much more than just one guy, but it feels like that sometimes with the way he's able to shoot and make things happen. And then guys, I have seriously had to have the conversation with people at least once, twice, maybe even 3 times a season and say, I think Wisconsin has the best guard duo in the nation. I think Nick Boyd and John Blackwell might be the best guard duo in the nation. And when you look at March Madness and everything with the NCAA tournament, that's what you want, right? Like, it's kind of the year of the front court. And I do wonder how much that's going to bite people, because like a team like Michigan, everybody's looking at it and saying is unbeatable. And yeah, they're very, very good and do look unbeatable in some ways, but they also lost to Purdue today. This is also a team that, yes, Elliot Cadeau is a good point guard, but at the same time, it's also like, if I had to choose one spot to be my weakness, I probably wouldn't choose for it to be my point guard position, and then I probably wouldn't choose for my point guard backup to be Roddy Gale, right? So, again, we're on Wisconsin. I don't mean to get off all that. We can talk Michigan in a second if you want, but I look at this Wisconsin team, and I think you have the shooting, obviously. You have the playmaking. Nick Boyd passes up layups a little bit too often for my liking sometimes, but the way he gets, like, the rate that he gets to the basket, it's like, you know, you're going to pass up a few now and then with how often you get there. So this Wisconsin team, as long as Austin Rapp can put it together in a game when they need it most, I feel like this could be the season where we see Wisconsin, you know, get to the second weekend and maybe get a little bit deeper in the NCAA tournament.
See, now JR, that's the kind of the guests we like to have on this show. Yes. I'm gonna be clipping that. We've got over 500
gas you up
people.
I'll gas you up the entire time. I mean, listen, there you go.
we've got over 500 people listening. They're watching this live, so thank you all for joining us. And JR just said it. I mean, listen, it's true though, Justin, like, this backcourt, I mean, it's not only one of the best in the Big Ten. That's obvious at this point. By the way, JR, you have to admit, Nick Boyd should have absolutely been first team all Big Ten. What a robbery for him not to be first team all Big Ten. But Justin, like, I mean, this backcourt, you've got to just love everything they're doing here. Like, this has got to be one of our best backcourts we've ever had, honestly.
We probably would have to go back to, like, Michael Finley era to find one that's, like, Tracy Webster and Finley. To find somebody that's been able to score at this level. I mean, Devin Harris was obviously incredible, but you really didn't have, like, the backcourt made for him to be, like, this guy's, you know, have an incredible sidekick. So, yeah, I would probably say this is the best backcourt I've ever witnessed at Wisconsin. It's incredible. It's crazy that he got, like, he ended up here. I know North Carolina, I think, got involved with him late in the process, but we had earmarked him early and went after him pretty strongly. One thing, and we've talked about this during the course of the season, guard absolutely killed it in the transfer portal. Rapp was incredible, an incredible pickup. It took him some time to get his legs under him. Carrington, as a guy from Tulsa, like, to come on the way, be what he's been incredible defensively. He's had games where he's absolutely, like, heavily impacted, you know, the outcome of the game. And then obviously Boyd, honestly, I think you could make the argument that he should be in the conversation for, like, All-American level. I just think that we've seen so many games where he single-handedly starts to change the outcome of the game, where he just goes off and has like 8, 10, 12 points in a quick, short burst of time. And suddenly we either run away from a team that was close, or he reels us back in somebody who has a pretty substantial lead.
All right, JR, before we let you go, thanks for joining us on the show, man. Two things. First of all, I want to know, do you have a Final Four selected yet? Who's in your Final Four? Who cuts down the nets in Indianapolis? And what Big Ten team goes the farthest?
Yeah, I do not have a Final Four, like, cemented, selected yet. If I was going off just like my feel for the most part, I'm going to put Duke in there. I think Duke is probably my national championship pick at this point. I know that is so chalk and everything, but that's kind of where I'm at with them. I think Duke and, like, again, I want to say Michigan, but kind of like I was talking about earlier, it's like, Do I put them in there with some of the questions of the point guard position and the backup point guard being Roddy Gale? Like, there is some stuff there. But then again, I look at that side of the bracket. Do I really think Kentucky's going to do it? No. Do I really think Alabama's going to get there? No. Do I really think Texas Tech? Maybe, but no JT Toppin. Like, right. I look at that region there and say, it's got to be either Michigan or Iowa State. And then you look at the bracket that Wisconsin is in there. Look, I'm not trying to gas up Wisconsin here. I am legitimately giving you my fair opinion. I think Wisconsin has a really good shot to get to the Elite Eight in this scenario, especially when you have Arizona there as well, with Arizona being a team that doesn't hit the three as much as some other one season teams like that do. If Wisconsin has that game where they just go crazy and hit the three, like you saw against Michigan early on in the season, which has happened multiple times. It's not like it just happened one time this season. I think that's definitely a one seed that could go down. I don't want to say early, cause you're not going to face them that early, but early enough that it would be pretty early for some of the one seeds. So I do lean Duke. I do lean Michigan. I think the bracket, or the region bracket you guys are in, is probably the most interesting, just with the way you have Purdue playing right now, Arizona, how interesting they are, Wisconsin and how they're playing. And then you look at that other side of the bracket. I mean, it should be Florida, but I don't know. Like, I cover Illinois, but I'm just not super confident in Illinois. Like, Illinois should be talked about as a team that can make the Final Four, but I don't know. I'm just not going to believe it until I see
Brian backcourt. And it's Wagler, right? I'm saying that.
Yeah. Wagler, Keaton Wagler.
Wagler.
So what I'll say there is, whenever you have a true freshman guard going into this, there's always those kind of, like, the stage gets really big when you start getting later into the tournament. It's those guys are, it's typically the one that somebody has a bad turnover or something like that, and you're like, man, that's a killer. It's normally experienced backcourts that are a problem late in the tournament. That's where Purdue has an opportunity, really, because number one, they scare me to death. And Rajiv told me, like, Lawyer drives me nuts because he shoots like 70% against us from three every time we play him.
And you're guaranteed at least one flop that makes you go crazy. 100%. Sorry.
100%.
It's not us for once.
God. JR, where can people find your work, man? You do fantastic stuff covering the Big Ten.
Hey, check us out over at the Big Ten Huddle. Listen, I am going to Disney this week with my family, so you're not going to see any content from me this week, which is like the worst week for me to go to Disney ever because of the NCAA tournament. But you know what? Blame the education system, because they put spring break on the week of the NCAA tournament. So we won't have anything really during this week, but on Friday night or Saturday night, I do plan to come in with a live and talk about the Big Ten team. So catch us over at the Big Ten Huddle. You can find me on Twitter, JR_rankings. It's my personal account, or you can just go follow the @TheBigTenHuddle account, and we'll tweet out podcasts and shows and all that stuff for you to catch over there.
Yeah, go check out stuff. And listen, football too. He's a great cover during football season as well. Thanks for joining us, JR. Appreciate coming on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Nick Osen, our guy, Nick Osen joins us. Yes, the man. The man, the myth, the legend, and he has his own.
The Bucky Report proudly welcomes Nick Osen from 247 Sports.
Nick, man, we're a 5 seed. We're in the NCAA tournament. It's time for the Nick Osen serious dose of positivity, my friend. How you feeling today, man? Are you excited? Like, you got to be ready to go.
Well, Rajiv, you know, I mean, we were texting at probably 6:37 your time this morning, so you know I'm excited. This is one of my favorite days, guys. And you know what? I mean, I was excited all day to jump on with you. I know we'll get into the matchup and things, but I think now that I've looked at things a little bit further, now that I got that, you guys are going to kick out of this. I was sitting next to our friend Jay Kokorowski at the media thing, and I'm like, Portland's about to be Wisconsin next. And obviously it happens. I just knew they'd be getting sent out west again. Not great, but otherwise, once you get past that, I'm actually okay with a lot of kind of what goes on with it. Will I be seeing you out there, Reggie?
No, man, I'm having a baby soon. Okay. So yes. No, yes. But I love the fact that we're out west the whole time. We're going to Portland, then we're going to San Fran. Like, it's all good. But yeah, it's sadly not. What are your thoughts on Justin? I've already talked about High Point. Give us your thoughts on High Point. You know, like, obviously they score a lot of points, not a very good defensive team. Are you concerned at all about this 5-12 matchup? Obviously it gets a lot of buzz, you know, being the 5-12.
Yeah. And you know what, guys, you saw the impact of an announcer and things, and like a, you know, trendy upset pick when Clark Kellogg made a comment about that. And then the entire betting line jumped over 2 points in favor of High Point, which is that a little chronic, crazy, but here's where I'm at. Honestly, I respect a bunch of teams in this, but frankly, it's a fine matchup for Wisconsin. They are a good team over at High Point. They have not beaten really a single, you know, team or two that most casual fans would have heard of. I don't think they played yet. They didn't play any quad one games. They've obviously got several losses, quad 2-3, and I think I saw one in the 4, obviously just 30-4 overall. I think that Boyd, Blackwell, nearly any post also has the chance to eat in this matchup. I like Wisconsin by 14 or 15 here, guys.
You heard it.
Rajiv, when we started that, I expect us to cover this game. I just think defensively we're going to be a far better defensive team and athletically than what they likely have seen this season. And Wisconsin's just used to seeing teams that are more talented than this and playing more physical and more aggressive. If it's an up-and-down game and we choose not to play defense and we play sloppy, yeah, we could absolutely lose it. I think this team is going to be locked in, especially this is Nick Boyd's last run. Like, I expect him to go out there and be like, I'm not leaving this until I leave every last ounce out on the court. I expect Wisconsin to comfortably win this game. And I told Rajiv, I expect us to go out and try to jump on them early and just run. And this team is capable of it. Like, we've got 4 or 5 guys that are capable of going out there and going off in a given game.
I mean, we are, but it still scares me. It scares me.
It's a one and done. I think
I was going to say, I think it's this time of the year and maybe we're a little bit scarred or jaded, things like that because of JMU. Yep. And just kind of that stuff. But this isn't James Madison.
I agree.
This team is better too. So Wisconsin, for sure. So I actually feel really good. Once I got past, like I said, the location, and of course you see the early tip time now. But you know, once you dig into High Point, like, all respect to them, but if this team plays even their B game, guys, this is a 10+ point line.
Yeah, and I said, you know, my keys earlier, I said probe for open shots. Don't take stupid shots. You got to probe. They're a bad defensive team. Probe for open shots.
Yes.
They had a foul trouble and bring the intensity on all and defensive and rebounding. Again, just a quick reminder, if you want to get in the bracket pool with us, Honcho, as I said at the top of the show, Honcho's running on Locked On Badgers Discord. Get in there. There'll be a link in the description after the show. So go check that out if you want to jump in the bracket pool with us. Let me ask you this, guys, both of you. Mm-hmm. It's been a good season. We obviously have talked a lot about that. If for some reason the unthinkable happens and we lose against High Point, is this season a failure? And I'm going to start with you, Justin, because I'm curious as to your answer on this, and then Nick after
you want me to be honest, based off the results that we've seen this season, it absolutely is, because this team has no business to me losing a first round game based off of how dominant they've been at times. And that to me is this is a like preseason game in terms of like the level of team that you're playing, where, and I don't mean that like, you know, the private scrimmages or whatever. I'm saying this is like a non-con game that you have as a nice warm-up heading into conference play. This is not a game that you should expect to lose. It's a game you should expect to win by double digits. If you're playing the ball at your level, this has to be a win. Arkansas, I can forgive. Arkansas is a good team. If we end up losing to them in a close game, fine. The only way I think I would be upset about that one is if they blow us off the court and pull a BYU on us where we lose by 30. And I'm like, what the hell? Where's all the development that happened over the course of the season? Where did that go? And I don't see that happening. So to me, it's just a matter of you cannot afford to lose this game based off the fact that I feel like this is a really overmatched opponent based off of how Wisconsin has played at times this year.
Yeah, Reggie.
I'm going to put one more note on that, Nick, not to cut you off. Think of it this way. I feel like when this team plays to its ceiling, it's not super far off from where it was when we watched the 2014 team. We absolutely would have been upset when 2014, if they would have lost their first round game.
That's an interesting point. Here's what I would say, and it's honest, but it's also me being me, guys. You know, I just, with everything that's been done, and when you look a little bit deeper with development of guards, the potential to recruit some of these guys going forward, failure is a tough word for me. However, it would not be a successful end to the season. I think that's very fair. And if you said anything otherwise, I don't think you're being honest, because I mean, this is a team that has had expectations. They've spoken about them. They've been honest, and let's be honest, they've been at the mountaintop throughout the year, not consistently, but they've shown that they can beat any single team in the nation. They almost just did it again without their highest ceiling player in Nolan Winter going forward. So that's where I'm at. And I'll just add to the Arkansas point, as I'm sure I'll get into that matchup a little bit too, Justin, but man, that's even a game. Like, if you take away Darius Acuff, and I'm not going to diminish him, he's maybe the best single player I've watched this year, so I'm not saying that's an easy task, but you just saw they almost lost to AJ Storr and Ole Miss because he had an off shooting night and I think 4 turnovers, shot 34%. It is doable. So I personally think it is not like the Sweet 16 or die, you know, for me, that a lot of fans are saying. I know they've been thirsting for one. I mean, people are literally saying that type of thing. I think this has been an impressive year, many great memories, recruits, fans have touched on it, but you gotta get at least one. I think that's super fair to say. And I think when you ask the kids themselves on or off the record, they'd feel the same way.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree. I don't want to diminish what has happened this year, because this has been a really good season. But I hate to pin it on one game, but it does matter. And the reason it does is because we are better than this team. There's in no world, and I said it before, in no world is High Point better than us. The only reason you lose is because you came in unprepared or undisciplined, or you're not playing up to your level. And if you do that, then is it a successful season? I would just say that for me, it doesn't take away the success. It just puts a big stain on what has happened this year. And, you know, like this team was on the bubble. Justin, you and I did a show about how this team was on the bubble and we might not make the bloody tournament. And now we're sitting as a 5 seed. Like, we really had a great end. We played some amazing basketball. Nick Boyd, absolutely first team All Big Ten. I mean, stop it with that nonsense. You could make this guy second team All American even. But that does put a stain on it. It really does. And it sucks. And I hate that, but it's the reality and it is what it is, man.
Well, you're being honest. It's okay. And this coming from me, the optimist, right? But being around the team and the staff, you always keep it real. I know I've been fortunate to have these great relationships. Like, it's okay to have expectations, right?
Yeah. Well, that's just it. It's not a criticism. It's just you're saying we expect more from you.
And if you lose if you lose to arguably the best freshman guard that Hall of Famer John Calipari has had 88-81. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Agreed. But this is one, I know Rajiv can speak to this. There is a good amount of Wisconsin alumni out west. I've already got people talking about traveling. So you take care of business Thursday, and I expect them to do so. I will just add you gave three good reasons, Rajiv, for the 3A or 3B, a way that this team wouldn't get past High Point would be, my gosh, they have one of those 8-for-38 three-point days or something. But if you're trending toward that way, obviously, I know, Justin, let me just add this, sir, with the athleticism that this group has and the increase in talent, you find other ways to score. So that's why I just mentioned it, but you know where I always got it.
And for sure, and you're right. Like, it can definitely be like that, but that's why it's so important to really probe for open shots, because the actions that this team has done, like the offensive actions that we've put into place, like this coaching staff has done a remarkable job with this.
They've been so good.
We are going to get open shots. You just need to keep working for them. You think that team's going to defend our three-point line? Get the hell out of here. There's no bloody chance of that. We got to take good shots and get open and do well. Arkansas is going to be tough. You brought up Akif, like he's incredible. Malik Thomas, like the Akif averages 22.7 points a game. Arkansas is going to be a tough battle, but I do really feel like, you know, and he wants revenge for that Final Four game for Kentucky. But I do feel like I think we can get. I really do. So let's get there. First of all, by the way, almost 600 of you watching. Okay, go ahead.
One more thing with regards to the expectations of talking about it, and what I'll say is this: I would say that of the teams that are out there that are not necessarily considered a dark horse Final Four team, and I think Wisconsin is one of them, if not probably one of the higher ones on that list, I don't think you can look at them as being that and then say losing to High Point is not a massive, like,
fair
failure.
Yeah. No, I think we were all on the same page stylistically. I'm just careful, obviously, you know, with some of those words.
I think if we're being honest, the players would all admit that like their aspirations are, they want to prove themselves against Arkansas. I guarantee they're talking about it already, and they want a shot at Arizona, because I'll guarantee that they feel like if they can get to Purdue and they have Winter back, that they feel like that's a game they can win to get to the Final Four.
I mean, you can start to dream, my friend.
There's enough. Like,
I agree with Justin and Rajiv. I know we were texting about it, and I'm excited to get into this next matchup because I've watched probably more of Arkansas than any other non-Big Ten team. But I will just say the only thing that's even keeping me from one level further of optimism is I can't change my narrative based on what happens with the Badgers, right? And all day I was talking with people on the message board. I said, the one seed I just don't want to run into is Arizona, because you can't really tell me that that's a decent matchup for Wisconsin. But as we've seen, they found other ways. So just wanted to say what Justin would said, it's possible. And you talk Boyd, Blackwell, they can hang with anybody.
Yeah. There are nearly 600 of you watching us live. So thank you so much for that. Hit that like button. Very, very helpful to the show and the algorithm and all that stuff. So do that for me. That's good stuff. Let's quickly, you touch on what we're going to do. We're going to quickly talk about Arkansas. I want to get Nick's take on that. And then we're going to go over kind of our Final Four predictions. The three of us will give us kind of like what we think there, who's cutting down the nets, and how far the Badgers go. That's our ultimate question that we want to ask you, Nick. We kind of touched on Akif a little bit, and Thomas, are you confident in this matchup? Do you feel like if this is this going to be the end for us realistically, or are you feeling pretty decent about it?
Yeah. There was another four. I'm trying to remember. Kansas. I would have preferred to see them for Wisconsin, but other than that, you know, Alabama, I think is basically,
I wanted Alabama.
Okay. I think they're, a deeper version of Arkansas, and I sometimes think Nate Oates is one of the best in-game coaches, so I was okay not seeing them. Vandy's playing really good ball. So other than that, bringing on Arkansas, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is going to take a hell of an effort to stop a guard like that. But, again, as I was doing work, I had their whole game on today. And I've liked what Cal can do with a lot of these guys, but, man, they are not deep. They played seven guys today, but they truly rely on five, maybe six. I think you can tire them out. I think you can get Akif to take some really tough shots. Now, he'll make some. He just did it today. But, like, he's got the green light when he crosses half court, and sometimes he will shoot like it. I also feel, guys, who is necessarily going to stop Boyd and Blackwell? Like, you're not going to stop A-Cup, okay? But who do you come back with from Arkansas? These guys are going to take Wisconsin star guards out of the game. I'm not sure who. They're not known for their defense. They can be a little bit careless with the ball. And also, I think both teams, you could probably say this, but who's a consistent post presence or defender? Now, TB, Trevon Brazel has really come on. He's obviously been around the game a long time. But he can also stretch four when you have a healthy winter. You can do a little bit of that. I like the matchup. I don't love it. I'm not going to say it's a cakewalk or anything like that. I would guess that line would probably be Arkansas around -2 or so.
I was going to say 3.5.
Yeah, like a look ahead. It'd be a small spread. They'd be favored. I do think Wisconsin would get that done, and that's without even too much optimism. I just like the guard rotation better. Not saying star power, but you have at least some more options, body types you can throw at A-Cup.
I will go out there and say that if there is star power, I'd say you individual player, you could go with Acuff. But I think in terms of depth of options for Wisconsin to have somebody provide something in this game and be able to do it, Arkansas doesn't have the luxury of having him not play well. Wisconsin can have a Blackwell not show up in that game and still win that game. Because if Boyd plays well and Winter plays well or Rapp plays well, like there's multiple guys that we've seen pick up the slack on this team this year that some of these other teams just don't have that option, especially when it's a really tense game. And Wisconsin has had multiple of those guys show up this year that are just like, hey, we need somebody to drop us 15 in this game. Cool. Great.
Justin, the Rapp
point. Like a guy like Carrington dropping like a 30-point game like we've seen.
I'm jumping in a bit, but with credit, the Rapp point is really good because I do think what Rajiv was saying about kind of set plays and things, I think he's somebody that could actually cause them some issues because he can hitch in so many different spots. Mm-hmm. And he's playing, other than that first half, right? He's playing some of his best basketball really over the last 6 weeks.
And all of our fours can cause so much damage. The X factor has always been the play of our fours, and it's really special. And you very, very well said, Justin. Like, we have all the tools. They've got a tool. Now, that tool in Akef, like he shoots 43.5% from behind the line, and it's on volume. He takes 5.7 threes a game. It's very difficult. They're going to be hard. But listen, it is what it is. Quick question before we move on to the overall thing from
one
Kevin.
One more point on that I'll say before that is simply, I think the way you play that is you let him have his game and take everyone else out. And if he's got to go off for 40 to win that game, then you just hats off to him. He found a way to just absolutely club you over the head. But
yeah.
Do they have the other guys that are capable of winning that game for them? I don't know.
They have a lot of scores, but Kevin Brown asks this, Nick, we'll give this one to you. Can Carrington defend Akif? Do you think, he's probably our best on ball defender. Do you think he can cover him?
Our guy KB there. So I said it on, I was on with Brian Butch earlier as well. And what I said is I think you throw different bodies. That is how I would play this. I actually personally would put Andrew Rohde on him first because I think that he's the most technically sound. I think that he moves really well. He disrupts things. He can get into you. And then, okay, maybe he's I'm not saying he'll struggle, but if he picks up a couple fouls or maybe a slower start, then I actually like a Blackwell or Carrington, you know, both a little bit stronger, lengthier. You know, I think they're just really not saying there's a great matchup again to defend a player. I think he averages, 22 and 6.5 assists or so. But I think individually with different looks and splits, you can make an impact, KB.
Yeah, I think Carrington has done really well at on ball defense, and he just got to stay out of foul trouble. Yeah. But Rohde is like the dude is just such a scrappy defender. He just like he's trying to get steals. He's jumping all around. Like he gets in passing lanes. He's so scrappy. And like I said, that's all that intensity. When you bring the defensive intensity, I'm telling you, this team can beat just about anybody. But if you don't show up with that, you're gonna have a hard time.
That's a great point too.
Let's go here. We're going to quickly to end the show today. I'm going to pull this up or I lost it just to kind of pull up the bracket again.
Yeah.
So we're going to go, I'm curious if you have it already, if you don't have it, then let's kind of talk through it a little bit, but I'm curious as to what your guys' final four predictions are. Who do you think wins it all? and how far the Badgers go. So Justin, we'll start with you. Give me your final four if you've got it penciled out already, and who cuts down the nets?
Yeah, I think if I'm going to just be honest, I don't have it totally thought out yet. Michigan, I would expect to be in the final four. I probably would expect Duke to also be there. And we'll see if Florida, how much they're pressed. I suppose you could say Houston is a chance of taking them out. I think we've got, if we have the number one that is probably outside of Michigan, who I'd like to face, is probably Arizona. I think that there's an opportunity there. If we can get past Arkansas, I think it's in play for Wisconsin to make a Final Four run. I think that it's a one-off against Arizona. You have to hope everyone busts their butt like they did against Michigan and plays really good defensively. And you have to hope you hit shots.
All right. And what is your final prediction for the Badgers?
I'm going to say Sweet 16. I don't want to say that. Like, I don't think that it's a sure thing that they'd lose to Arizona, but I have to go with the team that's the 32-2 for a reason. You know, I think that they've can hurt us on the interior a little bit more than some of the teams we've seen in the Big Ten this year. There's a little more athleticism there than what we're used to in some of the teams. One of the low-key things, really hasn't been any super skilled athletic teams in the Big Ten this year. There's some decent athletes, like the guy from Michigan State. His name escapes me at this point.
Cohen Carr.
Yes. He's a freak of nature. But he's not somebody that's going to go out there and drop 25. Arizona has more guys that are capable of really hurting you. And that's where I kind of look at it. And it's like, this necessary athletically, like, it's not that Wisconsin's a terrible athletic team, but they're not necessarily in the individual matchups one-on-one. There's some spots where we can be had.
All right, Nick, lay it on me. Give me your final four, who cuts down the nets and how far do the Badgers go?
Yeah, this is so tough. So I obviously saw the bracket, but haven't done my full-on breakdown yet. I will say Duke, Houston, Michigan. I think I will be shell-shocked if it's not the one or the two out of the Midwest. Frankly, I think Michigan and the Clones got a very, very good bracket. And then this is so tough. All right, I'm going to give myself an extra rope, a little extra string to kind of, you know, be a diplomat here. What I said earlier, I think that the winner of Wisconsin, Arizona, goes to the Final Four. Okay? I understand. I know I'm giving myself, but in all sincerity, it's just I don't want to pick against these guys, especially because, I mean, I'm very fortunate to cover all the way. I wanted to keep going. I don't really hide that. And I'll say this. Okay. It's a tough matchup. Justin, I think, and honestly, I'm impressed because I know you're a football guy. I know how much Rajiv loves college hoops. I love that breakdown of Arizona. I think that's very accurate. They just have so many dudes. So I think it is a tougher matchup than say an Arkansas or frankly than a Michigan, Florida, like any of those. That's how I see it. I know you'd seen it a little bit differently, but just what makes that tough? You would just have to completely take out somebody in their big three, which would be really, really tough. So I will say this. I'm not picking against Wisconsin in that game. But if they were to make the Sweet 16 and then lose against Zona, I think Zona can be the champ. I think they are the highest ceiling team, and that is what I've said all week, as you guys are on the boards too. And so I don't want to alter that based on what we've seen. But I love what you're saying, Justin. I mean, I love that you said a one-off. That's a fun expression in this type of thing because the stars, the superstars, the Jaden Bradley, Koa Pete, Boyd, Blackwell, those dudes are playing 38 to 40 minutes.
Yeah.
No question. So it's, hey, who is closest to their best? And I loved your point earlier. I think it was Rhodes was JR was on, and I was just coming on, and you talked about faith in older guards. Man, that game would have a lot of them. Between Bradley, Boyd, and JB. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a fair description. I'm not saying, you know, Wisconsin can't do it by any means, but I'm acknowledging that's a very tough matchup.
I think there's some corollary there between that game in 2015 where we shot the lights out from three, because this team, that's probably the way they win that game. Like, if we're to win that game, it's because Wisconsin goes off from three and they just
– It has to be.
Go nuts. Mm-hmm. And then I mean, they're capable of it. Like,
and Arizona
guys who are going to be hard to stop from shooting from the outside.
Yeah, they're not so reliant on threes. I mm-hmm. think I saw their 302nd or 312th in three-point attempts.
For me, my my final four, I hate to pick Duke, but I think UConn also could definitely come out of that bracket. Michigan State, to me, is frankly just not that good. Honestly, I don't really feel like they're that great. So I think Duke comes out of the East. I think Houston comes out of the South. I don't really believe in Florida too much. Don't really see anything that kind of jumps off the page. I think Nebraska is going to be an early out. Illinois, we'll see, maybe. Midwest, I agree. Michigan is going to come out of that. And for me, guys, I think Purdue's coming out of our bracket, and I'm going to tell you why. Look, I said, you know, when us beating Purdue at the end of the regular season, and I'm from Lafayette, I have tons of family and friends who are Purdue fans, and that demoralized them, and they needed the Big Ten tournament, and they did exactly what they got. Those seniors are the only group that ever took them to the Final Four. Like, that senior group is huge for that team, and to lose on their senior night to us. I'm telling you, they're ready to go, and they look dominant in every single game in the Big Ten tournament. I 100% believe that Purdue's going to go to the Final Four. Michigan is really good. They have these weird games here and there that they struggle, but I think they kind of just didn't bring it, honestly, in the Big Ten tournament like they could have. I do think they end up getting past Purdue and getting into the final game. I think it's going to be a Michigan v. Duke. I think those are the two best teams in the country. I'd like to think Michigan wins that. I think I hate to say it because of 2015. I'm still scarred by stupid effing Grayson Allen. But I do believe that Duke probably gets it done. But honestly, like, I think Michigan, Duke are the two best teams. And I think Arizona, I don't know if they're going to get beat by us, but I think we are a Sweet 16 team this year. That's my prediction. I don't think we're going to get past Zona, but if we do, I'm with you, Nick. If we face Purdue in the Elite Eight, I'm going to go crazy because that game, like, that's so stressful for me because Purdue is such a team that's in, like, I've been dealing with my whole life. If you remember in 2000, we played Purdue to get to the Final Four. We beat Purdue they were a 6 seed. We were an 8 and we got to the Final Four. That was my freshman year in Madison. It was incredible. They still want revenge. And I think Purdue might actually get it done, sadly, against us if that happens. But we shall see. It's March Madness. It's fantastic. Final thoughts, guys. Justin, find anything you want to add before we close this great show today.
I think Wisconsin's going to show us something in this. I think
man.
No matter what, they're going to go out putting their best effort on the floor. Like, I do think they make it to Arizona. And I think that what we see is they may lose that game, but I don't think it will be because they play poorly. I think it's going to be they hit a team that they're just not quite capable of. Like, that's where we're at with this team. Like, they absolutely could win that game. I have no doubt about it. Like, wouldn't shock me in the slightest to see us take them down. But if they're going to lose a game, it's going to be to a team like that. That's just so talented that we just can't quite separate from them, and they take it late. Kind of like what Michigan did in our game against them. Like, we just weren't quite able to separate enough when we finally took the lead to kind of hold on to that one.
Nick, final thoughts, man.
This is awesome. Guys, I appreciate you having me on. It's super fun week. You know, I would just say nothing would really shock me with this group of Badgers other than losing that first game. Mm-hmm. You know, if it was a tight loss against Arkansas, if they get to the Final Four, I will go on this, and I wrote it, so my words are on there, that they have enough to get to the third weekend. They do. I'm curious how things shake up with Winter. My unofficial thought, it's not a formal report. I'm still not 100% certain you're going to see him against High Point. I do think you will see him if they get to Arkansas. We'll see what that looks like. But he's been trending well. Still an outside shot at seeing Jack Janicki back too, who's obviously a very apt defender. So we'll see, guys. But it is, if not the best for all, one of the best times of the year.
It absolutely is, man. I love this time of year. It's just so much fun. The bracket is one of the singular greatest sporting event that's ever been in existence. Like, this tournament is so great. Thursday and Friday, I take the days off every year. It's just so much fun to watch. This is when you can dream. This is when you can dream. Like right now, we look at this bracket, and let me tell you something. In 2000, again, my freshman year, we were an 8 seed. We had no business walking into the Final Four, which was awesome. 14 and 15, we dreamed, and we got there, and we were so close in 15 to beating Duke and winning the national title. I don't think that's this team, but I do think this team's ceiling, which I have been saying all year, their ceiling is a Final Four, okay? They can get there. And I will hear nothing from anyone that says they can't, because if you need evidence, go watch us beat Michigan and Illinois twice and Michigan State and Purdue, and you will see all the evidence that you need to see that this team has what it takes to potentially get to a Final Four. I'm not saying they're going to. I think they get to the Sweet 16. I want to see fight. I want to see grit. We have been doing it day in and day out. This team is led by Nick Boyd. His energy is permeating through this team. He is pulling this team with him. He's been to the Final Four before for Florida Atlantic, and I think he absolutely has the ability to do it again. We will be back again. So, Justin, you had one more thing you wanted to say.
I was going to say, we're not going to run into five Grayson Allen stiff arms in this one.
Grayson Allen,
I've never seen anyone clear out with their offhand more than he was doing in that game.
Rajiv,
Johnson in the NBA. I can't believe any Bucks fan.
I hated it.
Are we about to lace him up, dude? That almost felt like a motivational speech.
I'm ready, dude. I'm ready. I'm telling you, man. It's about the energy. We just got to do it. We got to bring it, man. We have to bring it. We'll be back again next week. Hopefully on Sunday, we are here talking about going to the Sweet 16. And if we do, I'm sure Nick is going to want to come back.
I was going to say, depending on my flight time, throw me back on.
He's welcome. You're welcome to. It would be great. It's going to be so good to talk about that. But yeah, man, this is fun. It's a good time. Enjoy the tournament. Hell yes. Let's go. We've got a lot of basketball to watch. We've got a lot of games to win, and hopefully we can finally celebrate a trip to the Sweet 16. Thanks for joining our Selection Sunday special. For over 600 of you continuing to watch us live, thank you so much. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. Helps the channel so much. Thanks for joining us, and always on Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel at The Bucky Report or The Bucky Report Podcast from wherever you get your content. Until next time, on Wisconsin.